USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Republicans blocked an effort Thursday to amend the COVID relief bill passed earlier this week to boost the included stimulus packages up to $2,000. Democrats had tried to pass the amendment by unanimous consent. Its failure now leaves the $900 billion aid package in limbo. Texas Congressman Philemon Vela says the effects of the pandemic over the next few months could be very tough, and that $600 will just not be enough.
We are going to be going through America's darkest days. More people getting sick, more and more people dying. And if we're fortunate enough to get past that, you know, given the fact that the vaccination programs have just begun, we can at least be hopeful that by the summer we can begin to recover from an economic standpoint. And $600 for most of the people receiving it won't last through January. And so there is no reason to wait.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
A federal appeals court has rejected a suit from President Trump's campaign requesting them to overturn the result of the presidential election in Wisconsin. The three-judge panel of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed the suit that had claimed the state's Elections Commission had violated the Constitution when it made changes to Wisconsin election law, including using drop boxes to collect absentee ballots. In the court's opinion, Judge Michael Scudder wrote that the changes the state made were not significant enough to rise to a constitutional violation. The European Union and the United Kingdom announced Thursday they had come to an agreement on a post-Brexit trade deal, just days before a possibly disastrous deadline. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson called the deal similar to the one the EU has with Canada and said it was worth nearly $900 billion. The agreement addresses, among many things, disputes over fishing rights, which were one of the more contentious points during negotiations. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former All-Star pitcher is opening up about his struggles with substance abuse. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Many professional athletes and broadcasters over the years have battled alcohol addiction, but the realities of what it looks like on a day-to-day basis haven't always been discussed publicly. Former New York Yankee and Milwaukee Brewer pitcher C.C. Sabathia discusses his battle with alcohol addiction in a new HBO documentary titled Under the Grapefruit Tree.
Say I pitch on Monday. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, I'm hammered, blackout drunk. Thursday, Friday, I don't drink at all, like nothing. Straight water, Gatorade. Pitch Saturday. When I'm coming out of the game, I need a Crown and Sprite in my locker. So I would literally start after the last pitch I threw. If I won, I was celebrating because I won. If I pitched bad, then I was off, so I needed a drink. There was never a shortage of reasons why I needed to drink or why I needed a cup, you know?
The C.C. Sabathia story is available on HBO Max. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Alabama Crimson Tide will be well represented when the Heisman Trophy is awarded next month. Quarterback Mac Jones and wide receiver Devonta Smith were among the four finalists announced Thursday for college football's top prize. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence and Florida quarterback Kyle Trask round out this year's list of finalists. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.